Mandy, you're good?
Kept herself up.
Okay, we'll get started. Entertained motion of out of executive session, we did it before earlier, now come out of a recess for public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Question on a motion. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they're legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County and its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and these minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented the application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your full name and address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there's no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you've made your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the Council hearing, Council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, Council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the Commission's recommendations to the Council for a period of five calendar days following the Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the Council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only on the record at both the Council and Commission hearings. Mr. President, the first hearing today is conditional use 2342. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 27.5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Elks Road, which is Route 46, approximately half a mile west of the intersection of Elks Road and Sussex Highway, which is Route 13. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 331, Map 1, Parcel 15.01. Staff would note it's a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the DLDOT service evaluation response. We have a copy of a staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan and presentation, and I would note that we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of December 15th of last year. At the meeting of January 12th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the eight reasons stated and subject to the 10 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions of council? Questions of council?
Okay. More. If the applicant would like to come forward or a representative, and I would inform the council, I was informed by the one of the presenters today that what they are going to do all three applications, and a lot of the information they're giving will be repetitive. So what they're planning to do in after the first one, they're going to ask that the information they give here would also be incorporated into the second hearing and third.
All right. Well, good afternoon. My name is John Falkowski. I'm with Becker Morgan Group, civil engineer for the project, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware, here on behalf of TPEDESU07. We have several members of our team here with us today, Mr. Michael Ryman, also with Becker Morgan, John Tracy, legal counsel, and then the applicant, Jordan Belknap with Turning Point Energy. I'll bring Jordan up here in a moment. So this first project is in Seaford, just south of Bridgeville, on Elks Road. It's zoned AR1, existing agricultural use. It's a much larger parcel in whole. It's about 108 acres total, but the conditional use area towards the north end of the project is 27.5 acres, bound by other agricultural land. The property owner in a farm just to the north, and then Hearns Pond to the east. There is a few residential houses to the south of this project that access through the property through an existing gravel driveway that's part of an existing cross-access easement, and that's how they gain access to those residents. That will remain in place. We will use this access for access to the panels. I just wanted to, I'll bring Jordan up now if that's okay. Jordan wants to go over just the benefits of, and introduce who he is and what they do and benefits to the community.
Mr. Council President, members of the council, my name is Jordan Belknap, Director of Development with Turning Point Energy on behalf of the applicant TPEDESU07 LLC. My address is 23 Salem Street, Wakefield, Massachusetts. Turning Point Energy, we are an experienced solar energy developer, active in Delaware and many other markets. We focus on developing community solar energy projects. At Turning Point, we believe all our projects should create economic, environmental, and community value. We do this by focusing on community solar energy facilities. They bring economic value because residents and other customers of Delmarva Power can sign up to the facility and get credits and save on their electric bill. They bring environmental value because we are producing clean, renewable energy that otherwise displaces more carbon-intensive forms of electricity generation. And we bring community value because for every project that we do, we work with a local community and find charitable organizations who are doing good work in that community and make a contribution to those organizations. So community solar was enabled in Delaware by the passage of Senate Bill 2 in 2021. It was signed into state law. It allows projects of this type to be community solar energy facilities and allows people to subscribe to those facilities for credits and save on their electric bill. What this does is it allows solar energy to reach a larger group of citizens. So many people have achieved cost savings and environmental benefit by putting solar panels on their roofs. But many households and many structures, you know, can't support putting solar on their roof. This is especially appealing for, you know, low-income housing, people who live in condominiums, people who live in apartments, or people whose homes are just not well-suited to host a solar energy facility. So what the solar energy developer and system owner can do is we can build a system of this size at a greater economy of scale and pass that savings on to businesses, to homeowners, municipalities, organizations who are customers of Delmarva. And the way it works is that you can subscribe to the solar energy system and you purchase credits, but you purchase credits at a discount. So for instance, it may cost you 85 cents or 90 cents to purchase a dollar's worth of credit that shows up on your electric bill. So it's just a contractual and transaction that shows up on your utility power bill. So it disassociates the physical and electrical infrastructure needed to put it on your house. We build a farm here, and the value of that energy is for the customers and the subscribers of the system. The project has a number of other benefits in addition to, you know, the clean, renewable, and cost savings. Provides local construction jobs. We employ, you know, civil contractors, electrical contractors, engineers to help us design the project. So there's benefit to the community in that respect. The systems have no really long-term traffic impact. Typical construction is 4 to 5 months. There is traffic during that construction period. Obviously, all that equipment has to get to the site and the workers have to get to the site. But afterwards, when the facility is built, it's monitored remotely. It's very quiet. It sits there and does its thing. There are periodic visits to, you know, maintain the vegetation, to mow the grass, essentially, and to inspect the system, you know, on quarterly and annual basis. And if we can tell, it's monitored remotely, so if something goes wrong, somebody can be dispatched to do that. But we're really, you know, we're talking about a pickup truck a month, maybe, once the facility's up and running. These are environmentally friendly facilities. It's renewable power. We plant a pollinator seed mix underneath all of the solar modules. It gives a habitat for bees and small animals. This local distribution helps to ease the burden on the electric grid and the transmission system. We're producing distributed energy. So it's, in actuality, it's backfeeding the grid, and, you know, those electrons are going to the homes and businesses in the nearby area, and it helps to ease that burden. It also produces energy generally when you have peak demand, which is in, you know, the afternoon time. So it coincides nicely with that.
How big is the general area that this person can live in and participate?
So the rule is they have to be a customer of Delmarva Power,
yeah,
and in the state of Delaware.
Okay.
So the system resides in Delmarva, therefore we're feeding energy into their territory, and we can distribute the savings on their customers, and that's the way the law is.
So as long as the person's a Delmarva customer,
correct,
they could live in Wilmington.
That's true.
And buy these discounted credits.
It's true. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, that's kind of a summary. I mean, this is an environmental friendly facility that can produce electricity, you know, going forward with zero fuel costs for the future. We feel that it's a benefit to the community here in Delaware and the Sussex County. It's a responsible development, and it's in keeping with 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan that encourages renewable energy development in the county. With that, I'll turn it back to John, who can go through the specifics of the project, but of course, we'll answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions, Council? Good right now.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Just to go into a couple more specifics of the site, get you organized here. As Jordan mentioned, there's no traffic from these, just a one or two trucks a month for maintenance or repair of the facility. Jordan touched on a couple of these local benefits to the local community, no increase in traffic, and it is a renewable energy source. It does not produce odors, dust, gas, smoke, or fumes. There are power inverters, but they're very little to no noise and be located centrally and away from any residences. There was a glare study that was provided in your booklet, section 2.13. We did do a glare study that did show no adverse impacts to any of the neighboring properties, if you wanted to look at that. As Jordan mentioned, we are doing a pollinator mix in and around the panels themselves. The local conservation districts use that as a stormwater management method to actually reduce runoff for the site. So the project, the parcel is going from a ag land row crop condition to a meadow, which in fact meets the standards of conservation and state stormwater. The project is surrounded by a perimeter fence. It'll be a minimum of 7 foot high chain link fence all the way around the perimeter. It will have a gated access with Knox box provisions for emergency personnel and a gravel road with a turnaround provisions for the fire marshal.
The chain link fence could be an open chain link fence. You can see through everything.
Yes. In this project, as all of Jordan's projects, we did have an outreach meeting. It says December 5th there. It was actually held on December 7th at the Bridgeville Library. And a copy of the letter that went out to the adjoiners is also in your packet, section 3.4. I did not attend that meeting. Jordan attended that meeting, and it went well. And I think we did have some community come out and offer their responses and feedback. And it was good, well received. Decommissioning, it was a condition of approval. We will be doing a decommissioning plan and have a financial surety for the project at the end of its life cycle. So just a summary, Jordan mentioned this does comply. It's a public utility use under the zoning code and meets the purposes of a conditional use, and that it is of public or semi-public character, essential to and desirable for general convenience and welfare of the Sussex County residents. It does promote the goal of the comp plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy. No adverse impact on the adjacent properties with traffic, glare, or any such thing. And no noise, dust, odor generated by the facility. Planning Commission did recommend approval with 10 conditions, and we have no objection to those conditions. With that, I'm happy to take any questions.
Pleasure to the Council, Mr. Riley.
So it's a 20-year lease, my understanding?
25.
The conditional use is in perpetuity?
Yeah.
At the end of 25 years, if the landowners want to re-up, you don't have to come back, correct?
Right.
Okay. I mean, I just want to stipulate that.
Sure.
So, I guess you're probably going to mention this to the tax question. The landowners are aware that the taxes are going to go up and probably be assessed a higher tax rate before the completion of the project.
Not sure if they are.
We had a situation where a landowner was caught short. They didn't realize that they were going to get a higher tax bill because of the change of use, and they hadn't received any income from the project, and so it kind of put them in a bind.
Gotcha.
Want to make sure they don't get crossed up.
Did
you want to speak
to that? So I can speak to that. The project is responsible for any increase into the taxable base or rate for the landowner. Our landowner's here, so she can speak to that.
I just don't want
them
to be blindsided with a big tax bill they didn't expect.
I don't want that either.
Pay.
Absolutely.
Just to reassure me a little bit, because we have three of these projects on the docket today. We introduced three this morning, new ones. I mean, this is becoming a pretty big uptick in this type of application, and we want to make sure that we're doing this right. I'm generally comfortable with the conditions that we're asking, and the applicants seem to be pretty comfortable with complying with those. The material that the solar panels are constructed of, are there or are there not heavy metals and other potential pollutants?
Yeah, so part of that? All our projects are silicon-based solar modules, which are the same type of modules that people are going to put on their rooftops. Okay, they are not considered toxic waste. Okay, I know we do not use, there's thin film technology, which is slightly different, which contains like cadmium telluride. We do not use panels that contain that. Okay, so we only use basically the same thing that goes on their rooftop. And these are mostly glass, silicon, and aluminum, essentially, is what makes the panel.
Okay.
All
right. That's all I had.
What else? Okay, I guess we're good.
If not, if you have a seat, do you have anything else to add with your presentation?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Yes, you want to come forward, please?
Afternoon. I'm Rosemary Everton. My husband was going to be here too, but he couldn't. We have grandchildren. We have to cart back and forth to school. I'm one of the landowners. The farm's been in our family since 47, I think. I'm excited about this. Before I even approached this, I did a lot of research on this. Why I'm excited is it's been worrying me for years. We're right on Hearns Pond, and we farm it. And my concern is the runoff from the farm is going into the pond, which ends up in the Nanticoke. So I'm actually thrilled on this project. I wouldn't have minded if it was even a little bigger, but it's taking enough only because we would have less runoff from the farmland. It still will give us an income, but we don't have to worry about any toxins going into the pond, which I am thrilled. As I said, I've done a lot of research on these projects. I'm not worried whatsoever about any runoff on that. As you get farther down the property, we get into more woods, so that acts as a buffer for going into the pond. So yes, I'm very much in favor of this.
Okay, thank you very much.
And you are aware that you're going to have a substantial tax increase?
I think they're going to cover that.
Yes,
yeah. That's what they said. Right now, we don't pay any taxes on the farmland proper.
Correct.
Yes, and we can see. Does anybody here have the tax rate out of curiosity of what it does go up to?
No, but I know the one case we had, it was fairly substantial because it changes the use right away upon passage.
Which is understandable.
Yes.
We have commercial property, but what you also see there, commercial property butts up to this land where you see the warehouses, mm-hmm. and that's a pretty big tax bill. So I was trying to see whether it's comparable or, you know, to the taxes that I didn't know whether anybody knew. What would they follow the rate on? Does anybody know that? In other words, would it be commercial? What? Anybody?
You probably have the wrong people sitting in the room today to answer that question. The finance director's normally here during the morning sessions. Would you know?
But if you contact the office after the public hearing, we can put you through to assessment, and assessment
can
help you.
I'll call them. So my question would be, is solar farms, are they considered commercial? In other words, what did they base the rate on? So, okay, I can do that. I can call and find out. But no, everything's good. Okay. Anything else?
No, we're good. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would be here today in favor of this application? Anything else? Anybody else? If not, is there anyone that is here that is would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operators, anyone listening online that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We will close the public hearing. We have a council close public record. Ask Mr. Moore read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 27.5 acres more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through J.
Pleasure, Council.
Unless anybody has any concerns, I'd make a motion to approve.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? We're going to take the vote. Mrs. Green, it's in your district. You get to go first.
Based on the recommendation from planning and zoning and the testimony here today, I vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
I, too, will vote yes based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Hudson.
I also vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes based on planning and zoning's reasoning and with conditions.
I also will vote yes based on P&Z's recommendation and conditions. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
The next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2343. I would like to point out that on our agenda, there was a typo. In the agenda, it indicated that it was south of the intersection of Gravel Hill Road and Route 9. It was actually north. Right. All the legal descriptions that were given, the short title itself, the ordinance itself, were all correct. It was only on the agenda, so there is no issue with the hearing today. So, Mr. Wayhax.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 25 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Gravel Hill Road, which is Sussex County Route 248, approximately 0.37 mile north of the intersection of Gravel Hill Road and Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 11. Parcel 48.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the staff analysis. We also have a copy of a letter received from US Fish and Wildlife. We have a copy of a letter received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of December 15th of last year. At the meeting of January 12th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons stated and subject to the 10 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions, Council? Questions? Mr. Moore.
Okay. I assume we have the same presenter?
Yes.
You come forward. And if there's any evidence from the prior or testimony from the prior hearing that you would like to incorporate, you just state so.
Sure. Thank you. Again, for the record, John Falkowski, civil engineer with Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware. I would ask that Mr. Jordan Belknap's testimony from the first application be brought into the record for this application as well, rather than rehashing. Would you mind bringing up the PDF? So this project, as Jamie mentioned, is in Georgetown, north of the Route 9 Gravel Hill intersection, also zoned AR1. The total parcel is 39.5 acres, but the solar array conditional use area would be in the southern half of that parcel and is approximately 25 acres. It is existing ag land with some residential uses to the east, and also planned to the north. This is a 4 megawatt AC system, similar to the last, a post-mount tracking system. Differences on this one, this actually has, because of the residential uses and lack of existing buffering and trees, this one does propose a 25-foot wide landscape buffer. You can see the landscape buffer on the side here. It's basically 12 trees and 15 shrubs per every 100 linear feet of buffer, and it is 25 feet wide. And that buffer is proposed along the residences here and wraps around the entire north side. There is a planned subdivision to the north, Alzea Woods. It's a 66-lot subdivision currently under construction. The aerial doesn't show that in this. But we have extended the buffer to the north just to plan for that subdivision. Again, these projects don't generate any traffic, the 1 to 2 a day for maintenance or repairs, so not a traffic generator. They produce no odors, dust, gas, smoke, or fumes. They do have power inverters that emit little to no sound. This project the glare study was also prepared for this project, section 2.13 of your packets. This project will also utilize the pollinator mix in and around the array area, which will reduce overall stormwater runoff for the project, and we will seek Sussex Conservation District's approval for that. The 25-foot landscape screening, as mentioned, similar to the last, a 7-foot high chain link fence with Knox box provisions for emergency personnel and a turnaround for the fire marshal through the gravel road. This project also had a public outreach meeting on December 5th, and that was held at the Cheer Center. There's a copy of the letter that went out to the adjoiners inviting them to that meeting. Again, Jordan attended that meeting, and it had well attendance. This project, as part of the conditions, will also provide a decommissioning plan and financial surety for the project. So in summary, this facility is a public utility under Sussex County Zoning Code, does meet the purposes of a conditional use in that it is of a public or semi-public character, essential to and desirable for the general conformance and welfare of Sussex County residents, does promote the Sussex County comp plan, encouraging the use of renewable energy, and as shown, it does not have any adverse impacts on any of the neighbors, no traffic, no noise, odors, dust, etc. With that, happy to take any questions.
Okay. Questions?
Same questions as before.
Same answers.
Same answers.
You know, that's as long as you're stipulating the same, essentially the same thing. If there are, the taxes are not an issue.
Correct.
Heavy metals or other aspects to that. You know, I don't.
Yes, we're okay. The 10 conditions are acceptable to us, which are similar to the last.
We're good.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application?
My name is Keith Tabor. I live at 18850 Gravel Hill Road. It's right there at the little cluster of houses. I'm the one in the middle. I thought this was a no-brainer. I thought we were all on board for this. It seems like a great idea, and we thoroughly endorse it.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not a member of Mr. Jordan's payroll. I don't know Ms. Jester other than she's a neighbor. So I have no financial gains or anything, but it seems like a great project.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this, sir?
How y'all doing? I'm Aaron Moreland, 19004 Gravel Hill Road. We also live right there too, but we are the landowners, and we just wanted to say that they've been absolutely transparent on everything. We've been well informed about all of it. They've every detail's been covered, and they've been great to work with, and we feel like it's a great idea. You know, it's a lot better than another development. I think Sussex County could use a little bit of land to stay around, honestly, so we're absolutely forward to, so thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition, sir, come forward.
Oh, Well, not in opposition, but I don't know where you got my questions at, so I'll
Sure.
Craig Manning, Kendall Road. I guess it's a question to John. In that 25 buffer zone you have, does the fence go in front of the shrubbery or behind the shrubbery?
Certainly, come on
yes.
up. Come on up.
So the fence goes closer to the array, so it's on the inside.
So it's on the
so
inside.
It's array, fence, buffer.
Okay. Have we ever seen it with a berm put in there? Not for this project.
Have totally. Done it, but
okay.
Yeah.
A low berm.
Okay. That's the question's answered then. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition or has a question?
Quick See, question. Oh, is this is this DPNL or co-op?
DPNL.
It's all DPNL.
Yeah. Is there, there was no one else that was here that had a question or in opposition. Is there anyone, operator, listening remotely that has any comments?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. We have Yul Lee online. Yul, your line is now open. Please state your name and address for the record before making your comment.
Hi, this is Yul Lee, 2243 Bridge Circle. I don't have any comments about opposing or supporting it, but I have kind of a stupid question. I'd like to see if there's any use for the land under the solar panel. I see the chicken houses on the south side of this. So I'm wondering if the, we could have free-range chickens on the solar panel. So that's my comment.
You'd have to catch them.
Look into that in the future. Thank you.
I think Delmarva poultry industry might have an objection to having free-range chickens next to poultry houses. Sir?
That is not in our plans. I don't want to say one way or another whether that's a good idea or not. It sounds interesting.
But well, it's you not did say plans. You're going to have a meadow, which is
we are going to have a pollinator mix, right? So a meadow.
Which is a great
so,
thing, also.
Yes, and it does create habitat for birds and small bees really and small right. small animals in that pollinator mix. Thank you.
Thank you. Were there any other comments, operator?
There's no one else on the line.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. This time we can close the public hearing on the matter, and if council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Anthony, can we read a short title?
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 25 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through J.
Pleasure, Council.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations along with their conditions.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will also vote yes based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Green.
I vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Hudson.
I'll also vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning.
I will also vote yes based on P&Z's recommendation and conditions. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Next, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2344. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a 35-acre solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 35.58 acres more or less. The property is lying on both the east and west sides of East Trap Pond Road, which is Sussex County Route 62. Approximately 0.4 mile north of the substation road, which is Sussex County Route 518, with solar panels to be located on the east side of East Trap Pond Road, which is Sussex County Route 62. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 22, Parcel 23.00. Staff would note it's a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from US Fish and Wildlife, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of December 15th of last year, and at the meeting of January 12th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 9 reasons stated and subject to the 10 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions, Council?
Mr. Sir, you want to come forward?
Thanks again. For the record, John Falkowski, Becker Morgan Group, civil engineer with the project at 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware. As Jamie mentioned, this project is in Georgetown, just south of here on East Trap Pond Road, north of Substation Road. It is, you'll see, just north of an existing solar array of its kind, although this one is Delaware Electric Co-op. That is the boundary difference. This is also Delmarva Power's grid to the north here. The entire parcel area would be the conditional use area that we're proposing at roughly 35.6 acres, all ag land AR1. There is a few residences to the north and some to the east. So this project, because of the residential uses, we did provide a 25-foot wide buffer, similar to the previous application, that consists of 12 trees and 15 shrubs per every 100 linear feet. And that starts at this existing residence, which will be demolished as part of this, by the way. It wraps around the north, shielding the residence, and comes all the way down the east side, where it terminates near an existing hedgerow tree line that has existing buffering. Well, also on this project, similar to the last, it is a 7-foot high chain link fence that surrounds the entire perimeter of the parcel, with access provided, Knox box provisions for emergency personnel, and a turnaround for fire trucks. So this is a 3-megawatt AC system, same benefits to the community. There's also, similar to the last, I hate to be repetitive, but for the record, no traffic increases. These are renewable energy sources, no odor, dust, gas, smoke, fumes. Also power inverters that have little to no noise, centrally located. We also provided or prepared a glare study for this project, section 2.13 in your packet. Similar pollinator mix that will be used in and around the panels to help reduce stormwater runoff. And we did have a community outreach meeting for this project as well on December 5th at the Cheer Center in Georgetown. Similar to the last as well, a decommissioning plan will be provided and financial surety for the project at the end of its life cycle. So in summary, this facility is a public use under Sussex County Zoning Code, meets the purposes of a conditional use in that it is of public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. It promotes the goal of the Sussex County Comp Plan, encouraging the use of renewable energy, and it does not have any adverse impact on the neighbors, no traffic, no noise, dust, odor, etc. Planning Commission also recommended approval with 10 conditions, and we did not object to any of those conditions.
And I assume that you are incorporating Jordan's testimony from the first one by reference, is that
yes.
correct?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, please.
Same question, same answers.
Right. Same question, same answers. Thank you.
Thank you.
There was a phone call that came in from Ms. Valerie Giltner. She wasn't opposed to the project, right. but she just had some concerns because she owns 12 acres and it didn't really show up on the aerial view. Just that she wanted to make sure her option for recourse if the buffer was not installed properly. Chairman Wheatley stated he believed that Ms. Jones-Giltner's concern would be addressed during the site plan review process, ensuring everything as shown on the approved final site plan. So is that accurate where that'll all come together at the
end? Is. I remember her testimony from the Planning Commission meeting. I believe she is this parcel here. Yes.
Okay.
She had made testimony that she believed her house was not shown on the aerial because it was under construction at the time. But you can kind of see it is under construction on the aerial. Our proposed buffer stops here, but there is an existing vegetative buffer that goes
down the entire east boundary of the parcel. We think it's adequately screened.
So you show trees, right, and then fencing?
On the inside.
Where, you show her, where her property is.
Her property's here.
Her property right there. So yep. Is that trees and then fencing? There's a dark line there.
There we go.
A little bit of vegetation.
So this would be the fence. But the fence in this location, it would be the fence and existing vegetation.
There's existing, and yes. That will stay.
Yes.
Which she's probably she's aware that that's there.
Correct.
Okay.
Any more questions, Council?
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, Operator. Mr. President, this time we can close public record on our public hearing on this matter. And if Council desires, close public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Is it okay with Council? Close public record. Ask Mr. Moore read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a 35-acre solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 35.58 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 9 with conditions 10A through J.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning with the conditions.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will also vote yes based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I also vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasons and conditions. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be out of adjournment. Thank you, everybody.